those of you who listened to me on KSL News Radio, you know that I came out aggressively against gerrymandering. I supported the independent commission. We talked about, in fact, I predicted, it was not hard to do. I was not the only one to do it. I predicted that the independent commission would draw districts that were much more representative of the state, and that the state legislature would ignore them outright. And that's exactly what happened, because unfortunately, the Constitution doesn't allow for the independent commission to have full force of law. And so we saw a state legislature look at 51% of the voters and say, I don't care what you think. I don't care about you, and I don't care that you voted for this independent commission. And this should be a screaming banner example of whether or not our state legislature represents the voters. When you see something like this passed and they ignore it outright and make up fake reasons, fake excuses as to why they couldn't accept the independent redistricting map, and they were fake excuses. In fact, I don't know that they ever even talked about the map. They would set up these straw man arguments. Like I kept hearing them say, we need a map where each district has urban and rural areas together, as if the map that the Independent Redistricting Commission came up with didn't have that in each of the areas. It did so more than the map that was passed. So they set up this straw man, and then they knock it down as a reason why you can't listen to the Independent Redistricting Commission, and why they looked and do not fear the fact that they went against the will of 51% of the voters in the state of Utah. And I would ask you, how can that be representation? It's not. If your elected officials do not fear the consequences of their actions, if they do not fear reprisal from the people they represent, you don't have representation. You could call it an aristocracy, call it something else, but it's not representation. And it's not healthy. It's not good for this country.